Welcome to Rocky Mountain Media. Today is Tuesday, November 27th, 2018, and I'm your host, Dina Gilmore, and I am here with the Ideas to Action Club. So I've got Danny and Sterling with me to highlight the club and what they're up to. So welcome, Danny. Welcome, Sterling.
Thanks for having us.
Yeah. Tell me a little bit about the Ideas to Action. Tell our listeners what you guys are up to. What's the club all about?
So the Ideas to Action Club is a small club here on the Red Rocks campus that is just essentially putting positive ideas of campus and community change to action. We kind of do this by brainstorming ideas, making plans, and then putting the action in. While we do this, we are hoping to create a safe environment and community within the club and kind of the campus where students feel comfortable to share their ideas and kind of help bring that positive change forward.
Awesome. How long have you been doing that? You're the president, right?
Yes, I am.
Cool. What made you want to be president over this club?
So I kind of became president because I've been working with the club advisor, Kristen Aislin, and we were working over the summer with an outside organization, and there was just a couple of students involved, and I kind of just took on the role of club president.
Awesome. Mm-hmm. Sterling, how'd you get involved? What's your role?
I saw a flyer, and I came to one of the meetings.
Wonderful.
I guess, am I an officer? Is that what the role is?
I believe so, yes.
Yeah, I guess I'd be an officer in the club.
What's your position? What's your role?
Officer.
Of? There's like secretary, VP, president.
Yeah, we still kind of get the hang of
okay, cool.
all of it, but we're still kind of working on our constitution for the club as well.
I love it. Well, instead of a secretary, we have a director of communications.
Cool.
So you could totally steal that from us. and then when and where are your meetings? Tell our listeners where they can find you.
So our meetings are every Tuesday from 1:30 p.m. to 2:30 p.m. and it's in the Green Mountain Room, so it's right next to the cafeteria.
Wonderful. And then I know he said he found a flyer, but if somebody hears about you or wants to get involved with you, how do they find you guys as far as like contact you? Can they come check out a meeting and say, hey, this is kind of cool, I want to join? How's that process look for your club?
So we have a club email, which is ideas with a two. So number two, action, rrcc@gmail.com. And then also, of course, we love when students kind of come in and they check it out and they get a feel for it.
Nice. So it sounds pretty easy then.
Definitely.
Cool. What are you hoping to accomplish this semester for your club?
So for this semester, we just kind of want to get a general plan for what we're doing next semester. We're kind of working with kind of doing podcasts, trying to bring more awareness to things here on campus that students may not be aware of. So we've noticed a tremendous amount of students are interested in kind of making positive change. But scheduling students is super difficult, so we're hoping with these podcasts we kind of reach students from the comfort of their own homes, and they kind of feel a part of the club even though we don't see them every single week.
Good. Perfect. Perfect. That would be a great way to work with us too, so we're always looking to host, and you don't have to be a part of our club, but it's a great collaboration. So I was so glad that you guys contacted us, or you contacted Bruno, I think, from the Ideas to Action, or Idea Lab, and then got a hold of us, so... Thanks for doing that. And then I love asking this question, but after you graduate, what legacy would you like to leave behind for students coming in?
So I think the biggest thing when I leave, I just kind of want to leave a legacy of a positive place for students, kind of a place for them to feel comfortable to share their ideas and making sure that they know the steps to making positive change, whether that's here on campus or in the community or just a safe environment for students to kind of have a little community with like-minded students who want to make the same change in the world.
Awesome. That's a great answer. When you guys have your meetings, what's your meetings been looking like so far? Like what topics are you covering?
So in the beginning, we were kind of doing a topic around recycling, and then we noticed that there were a bunch of barriers with that, and we also noticed that there's a lack of students wanting to come just because of scheduling, so we're just kind of putting forward this whole podcast idea.
Nice. And then anything that you'd like to add, you'd like our listeners or our campus students to know about you and your club?
I don't think so. Is there anything else you'd like to add?
No, not that I can think of.
And you guys are you a fairly new club?
Yes, we just started this fall.
We did too. So, perfect.
Sweet.
I love it.
That.
I know, right? We're all out for change. Fantastic. Well, thank you guys for listening. You've tuned in for our club highlight episode featuring the Ideas to Action Club and their club president, Danny, and Officer Sterling, until you have official title. You can subscribe to our channel on Anchor. You can find us on iTunes, Spotify, Stitcher, Google Podcast. We're trying to be everywhere. So Check us out, subscribe, stay tuned, and thank you so much for listening to Rocky Mountain Media.